So when I got out of my last relationship and I was with my ex for 6 years, she brought out a lot of jealousy in me. And after I got out of a relationship with her, I've been single for like, you know, 3 or 4 years, and I was trying to figure out sort of where I was at in my life and how the next relationship was going to progress, where it would not be, it would have so much trauma. And one of the things that I hated dealing with was jealousy, and I could feel it inside of my body. But that was sort of like the first sort of the spiritual epiphany that I had about what it is to have a soul, to be a soul in a human body, because I could feel that it felt like I was a Power Ranger inside of the giant robot. So the Power Ranger did not logically agree with jealousy. Like, no, it's just a human body. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You've done just as much dirty shit as this other girl has. Like, you are in no position to be pointing a finger at her and saying, like, how come you're not the pure version that I'm demanding be in my life? And even though none of that I agreed with logically, but, like, my body would argue it. I could feel it, like, right in my gut. It's this burning, attacking sensation, like, right above your belly and underneath your upper torso. And that's when I started to explore polyamory intellectually, because I'm like, all right, here's a group of people that has something either figured out or they are in the process of having this discussion about this thing. Because you can't be in polyamorous relationships and not have that dialogue. So I started to explore that, and that was sort of the first step that I took towards having this realization of, oh, there's my consciousness, and then there's my human body. Oh. It's like I'm there, like, pressing the buttons. I'm like, do this. And the body's like, no, I'm going to give you this feeling. And I'm like, no, I don't agree with that, though. I don't agree that this is not okay. But then my body's like, you know, fire. So, funny enough, one of my best friends, Kim Eisenberg, she's the camp lead at Bully Baba and Horny Thieves. I met her on Tinder. And we actually became, like, really good friends. And she was in a relationship. But, and it was that sort of, like, that was one of those steps that I took towards exploring that community and having this discussion, this dialogue about, like, what is jealousy? Where does it come from? Why do we have it? And that was what kicked off the process of where I've come to today, which is full-on hippie woo-woo consciousness. We are all one, whatever. Yeah. But that's where it started, with just dealing with jealousy, like day-to-day bullshit. What's that for?
Can you state your name?
Arash. My name's Arash. Some people know as Mr. Arash. I host Burner Podcast, burnerpodcast.com. Shameless plug. And I'm from San Diego. What else should I tell you?
Do you give consent to put this online?
Absolutely. Excellent. Full consent. Share it to the world. I am a publicity whore. Share everything with everybody.
Hey, Raj. Thank you.